Hi, friends. Welcome to Neighborhood Church Podcast. Please go to neighborhoodchurchmn.org to find all the ways you can stay connected during COVID-19, or if you'd like to give. Please join us Sunday mornings, 10 a.m., where we stream our services on our webpage, as well as Facebook Live on our Neighborhood Church page. And if you happen to miss it, you can still go back and watch the services. Have a good and beautiful day.
Hi, friends. It's another Sunday. It's good to see all of you.
What up, T-Pain?
Just creeping in from the side. check in with each other, and great question to ask in the morning. What are your plans for lunch? Since we're a little foggy about what time of day.
We're all going to Gordy's. We all know it.
So ask each other, what are we doing for lunch today? It's a great way to check in with each other. I know we're all making more food, so I don't know, is Sunday the day you guys like to go out or order? Or is it the day you make some kind of big feast? Or does everybody have cereal all day? Who knows? Check in with each other. I know Sunday is usually pancake day at our house, so our kids are at home eating all the chocolate chips, since pancakes are just a vehicle for syrup and chocolate chips. But we're not there, so they're having a good old time.
What? The Mendez family had their baby. I'm reading through it. Hey, cheers. It's right here. Cheers.
Aww.
Cheers.
New baby.
New baby boy, I believe, too.
Yes. Congratulations. Oh, that's great.
That makes me really happy.
Chris is off camera looking at all the comments. Usually they scroll up for us, but we're doing things just a little differently this morning due to the speaker that we have.
Who's speaker?
Checking in with us, Dr. Heather Rose Carlson, who is a therapist that Chris and I have known for a long time. She is going to be teaching us some tools for dealing with the changes that are happening in our lives right now. So we're just doing things a little different this morning. You can see Steve playing some groovy tunes for us. So grab that cup of coffee or cup of tea. I'm going to go fill up my coffee cup, and then we'll get started with Chris and Nikki's variety hour here in 30 seconds.
Anna Ackerman, nice to see you all the way from El Germano. Oh, yeah, that's so great. All right. To all my friends who are mourning the loss of Homegrown, there's a running joke. I love Homegrown, but I don't stay up past like 10. And so when it canceled, I texted Bree. I'm like, oh, this is the year I was going to make it till 2 in the morning. So. But told artists like Nude Colors were supposed to play. I somehow didn't get invited to play a show. I don't know why, but it's a big deal. So all my friends are mourning that. I got an update for the 20th year in a row. I'm a free agent in the NFL. I didn't get drafted. I'm an undrafted free agent. So thoughts and prayers are welcome. And, you know, training starts today. All right. Michael Simon, nice to see you. All right, people are saying I look like Bob Ross this morning. I told you, I'm sticking with the bit of not cutting my hair or my beard until Lori Rogers is my stylist, until I can pay her the money to cut the hair, because I want to support her. And my wife actually likes my wild hair, she said. I put in the email. Like she said, she likes the gray, and I'm like, ooh, hello, lady. All right, you ready?
My favorite is when he comes back from a run, and he looks like Forrest Gump running down the road. beard that's down to here and it's little.
My little what?
Little shorts. Yes. That's what I wanted to
little
say.
Little shorts.
You little know, shorts.
A little tip to runners. If the shorter the shorts, the faster you look. So if you want to look fast, just get shorter shorts. It's true. That's true. All right. Welcome.
Happy Sunday.
Happy Dr. Heather Sunday is what we're calling it. Dr. Heather Sunday. You did it. You made it another week.
How many weeks is it now?
Enough.
How long has it been?
Enough. You made it through the
longest month of our life.
Made it through the little weekend, and the long weekend is about to start tomorrow. So we just have two different types of weekends. It's wonderful.
And we're all continuing on with distance learning for those of you who are students or have students in your home. Collective exhale.
I was gonna say, what else do you want to say about that?
I mean, we all kind of knew, right? But now it's for sure.
That's
it's official.
Sure. It's official. Yeah.
I'm learning some things, though.
And to the teachers also who are
missing
their kids, to the paras, to there's a lot of, the school is a community for a lot of people. So I want to say thank you to the principals and the who are out there taking the lead on that. So like Greg Hexum is our principal and he's doing an awesome job. So thank you for all the leaders who are leading us through all that, which school brings us to our first announcement that we wrote down. Remember that? Is what?
You wrote down the announcement.
Yeah,
so
what is it? You can do the first one. It's grad. It's graduation.
Well, if you wrote it down, I have to look at it. Give me a break. Graduation Sunday is next Sunday. What do you want to say about that?
Yeah, I thought you were going to do this one.
No, you're doing it.
Okay. Hey, you did it. You're about to graduate in a pandemic, and that makes you strong. So next Sunday, we're going to recognize our graduates. And we're going to put your pictures either on the wall or we're going to put them behind us.
They should be hanging like behind
us. I thought the same thing. We're going to somehow get Harry Potter magic to make things levitate. And we're going to have it right back here of your face. So it looks like you're the audience.
It looks like you're part of this kooky thing that we do.
Yeah.
Khan's head will be right here.
Yeah. So we have several grads, but what we'd love is to have you send a grad picture or any picture that you want, that even if it just represents the grad, but we'd love to print it out and we'd love to celebrate. And that means graduating from anything. If that's from high school, if that's from college, graduate school,
or you finished some kind of program. We want to recognize that too, that if there's some kind of program that you just finished up. I know a lot of times we focus in on high school, which is really important. We want to do that too. But if you finished any kind of program, we want to celebrate with you because it's a big deal. And in this time can often get can get swept under the rug, but we want to say cheers to you and recognize everything that you've accomplished.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And also, if you got the coffee and donuts last Tuesday, I hope you're enjoying that coffee. That is the best. Those are the best coffee beans I've ever had, that pink bourbon. Wow.
My favorite part was that it was just handwritten on the side of the bag. You know it's something special because it's unique. It hasn't been branded yet. So it just has that little
handwritten
name.
So
it's awesome.
We are going to do our next wave on Tuesday. And if you've not gotten your coffee and donuts, then we really don't have your address. And you don't have to be like be an official member. Like if you're watching this and you just want some coffee and donuts, I'm doing another delivery on Tuesday. Bree will post in the comment section where you can fill out that form. You can go onto our website, neighborhoodchurchmn.org, to fill out that form. Because we'd really like to get donuts and coffee to everyone. People have sent us a lot of messages just saying how it made their week. Because it's something about just being noticed, something about being seen that makes you feel human again. And that's, we're in this together. And a little coffee and some donuts can go a long way. Yeah. Lastly, Sarah Olson just said that she wants to be celebrated for finishing a puzzle. So yes, send your picture. If that you equate finishing a puzzle to graduating graduate school, then we're with you on that as well. Lastly, like this whole social distancing, like it's not going away anytime soon. Hopefully at a responsible time, we're going to be able to get back to business owners and back to our shops. But until then, maybe you're like, how about this? I'll speak to myself. Something happened on Thursday where I felt like I was waiting for something or someone else to like give me permission to dream again, like to tell me it's going to be okay. And I was just like on lockdown. I was just like, I will survive. And you can only do that so long before it takes its toll on you. And it was on Thursday when I like finally just said like, oh yeah, no, I can dream. I can be the best me. I can live and I can find flourishing, but that's up to me. I have to decide that. And I started dreaming about what could be for me, what could be for our community. I thought, I bet there's a lot of people out there who might feel similar. And so I want to extend, like Nikki and I both are available to connect via Zoom or text or email. If you want to chat, you want to process, or you feel stuck, like this is what we do and we love to help, but we can't help unless you know. So you can, again, go on our website, you can contact us, you can text us through Neighborhood Church's number, or you can DM us through our Neighborhood Church on Facebook, or you can find us on every social media platform. But we really, really do want to help. And another way that if you want to connect is Nikki's favorite night is Thursday night. And why is that, honey? Thursday night's the magic night. why is it magic night Thursday night, honey?
It's not magic.
It's magic night. What is it?
Oh, how long have we locked up in the house together? I don't know. It's pub quiz. Pub quiz night, right? Thursday night. I don't know. I don't remember what night it is. Somebody just tells me what we're doing next. And so Chris goes into the office and leads us all through a pub quiz. And then I hang out with my oldest son, Cole, because it's great. It's actually been really fun, the two of us. I try to get the two younger ones, but they just get frustrated because maybe we're the only house where our kids are just constantly fighting all the time. And if they have to be like this close on a screen, they're fighting about who and where they where they can be. Yeah. So if you haven't tried out pub quiz, if you're like watching, you're like, what are you guys talking about? Thursday nights, pub quiz, you can go to our website and we've always got a running link there. So you just click on it and it's a hoot. You'll learn some stuff too.
Yeah. Okay. I think that's it. We're going to have Stephen H. Hamlin, who got a haircut. His wife gave him a buzz cut, and it's fabulous. Steve is the lead singer and songwriter for Nude Colors, one of my favorite bands. And so let's give a round of applause for Stephen H. Hamlin.
It's worship time.
You don't need to do that.
All right, I might need to tilt this down. Oh, I don't get to see everyone on Facebook. That's a bummer. Yeah.
They all love you.
You guys don't know this, but Chris is wearing his sandals today, so that's nice. So our first song we're doing is Reckless Love by Corey Asbury. And you can find that on Google, I'm sure. Reckless Love. Please sing along. Before I spoke a word. Before I spoke a word, you were singing all. You have been so, so good to me. Before I took a breath, you breathed your life in me. And you have been so, so kind to me. Oh, the overwhelming. Oh, the overwhelming. Never-ending, reckless love of God. Oh, it chases me down, fights till I'm found, leaves the 99. I couldn't earn it, I don't deserve it. Still, you give yourself away. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. I was your foe.
I was your foe, still your love fought for me. You have been so, so good to me. And I felt no worth, you paid it all for me. You have been so, so kind to me. You're the overwhelming, oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Oh, it chases me down, fights till I finally stand denied. Now I'm learning, I don't deserve it still. Give yourself away. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, come after me. No wall you won't kick down, eye you won't tear down, coming after me. No shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. No wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. No shadow, no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. No wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. So the overwhelming, ever reckless love of God. Oh, it chases me down, fights till I leave denied, denied. I could learn it, I don't deserve it. Still, you give yourself away. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Yeah. Shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. No wall you won't tear down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. No shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. No wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me.
Sing This Is Amazing Grace by Josh Farrow and Jeremy Riddle. This Is Amazing Grace, again. Google it if you'd like to look up the lyrics or sing along with me. Stronger, the King of Glory.
glory, the King above all kings, who shakes the whole earth with holy thunder and leaves us breathless in awe and wonder. The King of glory, the King above all kings. This is amazing grace, and this is unfailing love, that you would take my place, that you would bear my cross, to lay down your life, that I would be set free. Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me.
Who brings our chaos?
Who brings our chaos back into order? Who makes the orphan a son and daughter? The King of glory, the King above all kings. Who rules the nations with truth and justice, shines like the sun in all of its brilliance. The King of glory, the King above all kings. Yeah, this is amazing grace. This is unfailing love. Take my place, that you would bear my cross, you would lay down your life, that I would be set free. Oh, Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me. Lamb who was slain, worthy is the King who conquers the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquers the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Oh, worthy is the King who conquers. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. All right, Chris. Don't screw it up.
See, that's what encouragement looks like, guys. Just so you know. All right. Well, I am happy to introduce Dr. Heather Rose Carlson. Dr. Heather owns and operates the Northland Psychological Center in Duluth, right across from the mall. And she's amazing. She also, her and her husband Daryl just launched reinforcement consulting, working along first responders and law enforcement workers to help give them the tools and resources to navigate through all the incredible difficult things that they have to do and see, and help them live their best lives. And she just launched that. And they are just some amazing people. My first interaction with Dr. Heather was, Nikki was seeing Dr. Heather for a little bit, correct? Yeah. And Nikki invited me to come along with one of the sessions. And honestly, before that, I wasn't like anti mental health. I wasn't like, oh, no way we're going to do that. But I was like, I don't need that. I'm fine. Like, you know, most healthy men, I don't need any help from anyone, right? So so I went, and the things that she talked about and things that she drew out and spoke to, I was shocked. I feel like she was reading my mail. And then I remember after about 10, 15 minutes of talking, I had like that moment of like, it just hit me hard. And I remember looking out and looking at the sign of JCPenney, and Nikki said something like, Chris, you know, do you want to engage? And Heather said, like, she goes, oh, no, he's done. It's really normal for men. Once they get to that part and where they're ready to process, they got enough. And they just, that's all they need is that like 10 or 15 minutes. And I'm like, that's exactly right. And that's what like totally sold me of there's this, the science, there is this profession, and there's this amazing doctor who, that led me for like 3 or 4, 5 years probably of walking me through, helping me be the best me, from transitioning from my previous job into launching a church, and then launching a church, transitioning to neighborhood. There's no way that we could have done this without her. And I've mentioned her multiple times. She's great. And so I asked her during this pandemic, if she would be willing to share a short message on some best tips and practices on walking through anxiety and just walking through being the best us. So we'll watch a short video, then we'll come back and we'll wrap it up. And here's Dr. Heather. Enjoy.
Good morning, everyone. I hope this message finds you well. Thank you so much to Nikki and Chris for having me today so I can be part of your service. My name is Dr. Heather Rose Carlson. I'm in private practice in Duluth at Northland Psychological, and I work with 3 other therapists, a really great office manager, and my husband, who keeps us all running. In our early communication, Chris, you had mentioned not to worry about using spiritual words or verses, and it got me thinking. One of the most frequent prayers I reference in therapy is actually the Serenity Prayer. It mirrors so much of what we do to help people that are struggling and don't know where to start. There's so much uncertainty given this pandemic that there's like a palatable angst in our daily lives. You can feel this new kind of anxiety that no one in our communities have ever felt before. It doesn't even have a name. So how do we approach it? How do we go about our daily lives or make decisions for today or for the future? In times like these, we must focus on what we have control over. And that's why I like the Serenity Prayer. So many of us know the short version, but I think the full version is more appropriate for the times. So this is the version that I found. Many of you will recognize the first 4 lines. God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. I just think the next part is really telling of our times, taking one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardship as the pathway to peace, taking as he did the sinful world as it is, not as I would have it, trusting that he will make all things right if I surrender to his will, that I may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with him forever in the next. Amen. One thing we do have control over is how we interact with the ones we love, deepening our connections with each other in spite of the social distancing and focusing more deeply on ourselves and those around us. I received the following quotes from Chrissy, another therapist that I work with. Hey, Chrissy, thanks for doing my homework for me. Here are a couple of her favorite ideas surrounding love. One is from Gary Chapman, The Five Love Languages, The Secret to Lasting Love, with the book, and Brené Brown in her book, Daring Greatly. Gary Chapman says, our most basic emotional need is not to fall in love, but to be genuinely loved by another, to know a love that grows out of reason and choice, not instinct, a need to be loved by someone who chooses to love me, who sees me something worth loving. Real love is a choice to be kind, to be generous to another. Real love unites emotion and reason. It requires effort and discipline. It is not the temporary high of quote unquote being in love. It involves an act of will and recognizes the need for personal growth. Brené Brown says, we cultivate love when we allow our most vulnerable and powerful selves to be deeply seen and known. That when we honor the spiritual connection that grows from that offering with trust, respect, kindness, and affection. Love is not something we give or get. It is something that we nurture and grow. A connection that can only be cultivated between two people when it exists within each of them. We can only love another as much as we love ourselves. Shame, blame, disrespect, betrayal, and withholding of affection damage these roots from which love grows. Love can only survive these injuries if they are acknowledged, healed, and rare. I think one thing that society has taught us is to act on our instincts or emotions. And I think this gets in trouble because our emotions are there to be examined, but not necessarily acted upon. Positive emotions can create positive actions. Negative emotions should not be the fuel to drive our actions. So I took some time and Googled a definition of love. And I think it's interesting that so many people don't realize that there's two definitions. There's one noun and one a verb. And a noun by definition, but love by definition, is an intense feeling of deep affection or the greatest interest or pleasure in something. And it seems to me that those definitions are intrinsic. They're within one person. So it's not actually connecting with a person. It's a state of being. The verb, according to Google, is to have a profoundly tender, passionate affection for another person. This is the best definition I could find, and yet it still falls so short because the second definition of a verb still does not show the connection of somebody actively loving someone. Love should be alive, not only in your daily thoughts, but in your daily actions. I asked my daughter what made her feel loved during this time. She's 17. She told me it was receiving an unexpected old-fashioned handwritten letter from one of her close girlfriends. It made her feel connected. This was also the case for our other therapist, Alex, who said just receiving the quote-unquote just because cards in snail mail has really helped. When I asked the other therapist to give me a few examples, one of them said, well, I was complaining to my husband about being able to get my hair highlighted, and he said he would do it and started researching YouTube for instructions. We laughed, but it's so sweet. I know one of the things that makes me feel loved is when my husband gasses up my vehicle when it's freezing outside. And then I asked him what he does, what I do that makes him feel loved. And he says, one that I cook for him and he doesn't have to cook or clean up afterwards. These things don't have to be too complicated, just personal and out of the feeling of wanting to be connected. If you love someone, even if you're having a negative emotion towards them, you need to stop and remind yourself that you love that person and that that underlying love should drive your behavior, not whatever is annoying you at the time. Love is not just a state of mind or an emotion. It is how we interact with them, with the people we care for. Here are a few phrases that can be exceptionally powerful. They can set the stage for your daily thoughts and behaviors. If you really want to work on deepening your love for not only yourself, but those close to you, try starting off your day with these simple thoughts. If I love myself, what would I do today? If I love, it could be your child, your spouse, your neighbor, whomever, how would I act towards them today? You can ask your family or your friends or your spouse, how can I love you through this? This is not based on a feeling or how the other person is acting. The more you act loving towards yourself and others, the more love grows, not only in your actions, but you will start to create love in your emotions. And then it will become your state of mind. Thank you so much for your time. All of you take good care of yourselves. And again, appreciate being here.
All right. Friends, man, Dr. Heather, thank you. Thank you for that. I love seeing her face, and I love that the idea of love is not just an emotion. Love is who we are. And we get to decide, we get to own how we move towards that person who we're fond of, or the person that we don't always know, or the person who might, not that this happens in anyone else's houses, but might even temporarily be bothering you. Love is just what we do. And this is why we say like this good and beautiful God is already in you. Cause anytime that love is drawn out of you, that's heaven. Cause God is love. And when love happens, you get to see heaven, you get to see the divine. And so friends, let's move in a place and as a person of love. So, this is always sad when we have to actually be done. So, one thing, Dr. Heather did tell me that she would love to take any questions that you might have. So you can email me, you can go through our website, you can text or direct message, and I'm going to bring all the questions to her at once and let her give her some time to respond. And then we're going to publish the ones that we can, right? We won't put any names on it. And we'll publish those answers to share with everyone. Because imagine if you have a feeling or you have a question, we're probably in great company. A lot of us have similar thoughts. So we'll see you hopefully this Thursday at Pub Quiz, or if you want to connect, be beautiful people, friends. Thank you.